The peasants were under increasing pressure between 1770 and 1790. On the one hand, they owed the tithe to the church. This was not an option. This was required. They must pay a tithe to the church. They also owed, in many cases, rents, the residue of old feudal dues, to their manorial lord. Some were aristocrats. Some of these manorial lords were aristocrats. But as we've just seen, others were commoners. And again, one needs to emphasize the resentment felt among peasants about the commercialization of these traditional relationships. And, of course, they hated the revival of dues under the feudal reaction. This attempt on the part of aristocrats to find new sources of revenue by going back to the old contracts was seen as beyond the pale. These had to be added to other long-standing resentments. Peasants resented the hunting and fishing privileges of aristocracy. It's quite interesting. Here we are in the late 18th century, and one finds peasants complaining about the fishing and hunting rights of aristocracy. If you find any sort of revolutionary document, from the Pugachev Rebellion in Russia to the Peasants' Rebellion in 16th century Germany, you will always find an attack on the hunting and fishing privileges of aristocracy. And this is largely because when aristocrats wanted to go boar hunting, the wild pig simply ran through peasant property. If a peasant shot a deer that it was eating its vegetables, their crops, and so on, this was poaching. It was a very, very, very serious offense. So resented these hunting and fishing privileges. They also, though, articulated in opposition to attempts on the part of aristocracy to convert common land into rentable aristocratic land. Property parcels that had been seen as commons were increasingly, as part of this feudal reaction, now taken by aristocrats and converted into rentable property. Aristocrats also continued to maintain monopolies on certain economic services. Milling, baking, brewing, tended to be, in many parts of France, aristocratic privileges. And finally, there was still the age-old judicial and police powers of the local aristocracy, which continued to be a sore point with the peasantry. So added to the resentment at the church for the tithe. So, this was something peasants were willing to live with. This was a traditional relationship. One did this. It was onerous, but one did it. Then one has the feudal reaction on the part of aristocrats and their commoners posing as aristocrats. And then finally, on top of these two, any attempt on the part of the crown to even discuss tax reform, the peasants understood quite clearly to mean, uh-oh, we'd better duck, because a new round of obligations is headed our way, and these are going to come from renewed royal taxes. Indeed, the head tax in France was greatly resented by the peasantry and was one of the staples of the French government at this point. These grievances were exacerbated by demographic developments. The great increase in the population that we talked about in terms of, when we were talking about the economy in the 18th century, meant a great increase in the rural population, and this led to a subdivision of holdings, making revenues very inadequate, so that peasant families subdivided their plots of land, and they became increasingly less tenable as even for sustenance. Finally, although this would be far down the list of concerns of the French peasantry, was that of all of the groups in French society, they had no political voice. There was no, when one talked about the dualistic state or the revival of some sort of balance between the estates general and the monarchy, no one was really talking about the peasants. The peasants were simply the largest group in French society, but certainly not one that was going to play a political role. These long-term factors created deeply ingrained tensions in French society, but it took short-term factors to actually precipitate the revolutionary action of 1789. The financial crisis of the French state was greatly intensified by French expenditures to support the American Revolution.